Welcome to Torah Timachav Torah with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Sarah Malka Winter, and this week, Parshas Tazria Mitzorah, we read from Malachim Beis, chapter 7, verse 3 to 20. Today, I want to explore with you the concept of Mida Keneged Mida, measure for measure, and its powerful contribution to our understanding of Hashem's presence in the world. According to Gemara Sanhedrin, our Haftorah actually contains the prototype, the very source for Mida Keneged Mida. Before we delve into our story, let's take a moment to reflect on the concept itself. We live in a confusing world. We know that Hashem created us and wants us to live with honesty, generosity, and integrity, to recognize that we are living in His world. Yet sometimes it can feel murky. Evil people seem to get away with so much. It can be disheartening and can even cause us to wonder, does it really matter how we behave? Mida Keneged Mida opens the curtains for us. When we see someone receive divine retribution in a way that so precisely fits the crime, the piercing truth of Hashem's justice hits us. We recognize there is a God in the world. Mida Keneged Mida is, in a sense, a miracle. It is a divine sign that there is justice, that Hashem sees everything, and that ultimately people are held accountable. It's as if Hashem calls out to us, I am here, see me in your world, recognize my hand guiding and directing. Now, let us turn to our Haftorah. Our story features four lepers, and it begins in the middle of a dramatic and desperate situation. In the days of Jehoram, the king of Israel, while Elisha was the prophet, the nation of Aram laid siege to the city of Shomron, the capital city. There had already been a drought, and now, coupled with the siege, starvation overtook the people. The Navi had described in chapter 6 horrifying details, exorbitant prices for fur droppings and donkey heads, and even the gut-wrenching story of cannibalism. And what is King Jehoram's response? Rather than facing the painful reality that it was his idolatry and refusal to do teshuvah that had led the nation to this disaster, he blames Elisha. You are a prophet. Why haven't you made a miracle? He even threatens to kill him. At this critical moment, Elisha had announced an incredible prophecy. Tomorrow, fine flour will sell for one shekel. Two sa'as of barley will sell for one shekel at the gate of Shomron. This is unbelievably good news. But instead of gratitude, Jehoram's general mocks the announcement. Will Hashem open windows in the sky? Could this really happen? Elisha replies, you will see it with your own eyes, but you will not eat from it. And that is our Mida Keneged Mida moment. The one who doubted that salvation could come would indeed see it, but would not benefit from it. We ourselves wonder, how will such a drastic change happen overnight? The story begins in our Haftorah. We meet four Mitzoraim, four lepers, sitting outside the gates of Shomron, and they face a terrible dilemma. Stay where they are and die of starvation? Enter the besieged city only to die there? Or surrender to Aram, hoping for mercy. With nothing left to lose, they decide to approach the enemy camp. To their shock, the camp is deserted. Hashem had made the Arami army hear the sounds of a massive, terrifying army approaching. In a panic, Aram fled for their lives, abandoning everything, including their food. The salvation was complete and total. But the story gets even deeper. The Gemara Sota reveals the identity of these four Mitzoraim. Back in chapter 5, Elisha had cured Naaman, the Arami general of Tzoraas. Naaman had wanted to offer Elisha generous gifts, but Elisha refused, determined that the miracle remain a pure Kiddush Hashem. However, Elisha's attendant, Gehazi, and his sons were driven by greed. Behind Elisha's back, Gehazi lied to Naaman, accepted gifts under false pretenses, and then lied again to Elisha. Of course, Elisha, as a prophet, saw everything, and Gehazi and his sons were cursed with Toras. And now, those very same lepers are chosen as the messengers of salvation. This, like Mida Keneged Mida, is an expression of divine providence. Hashem's justice is not only punitive, it is also rehabilitative. Gehazi and his sons sinned through greed, and now Hashem places before them a new tailor-made test. Will they hoard the food they find, thinking only of themselves? Or will they overcome their greed and act selflessly, saving an entire starving city? Perhaps Hashem gives them an easier test than last time. Perhaps he hopes they have grown. Their performance, however, is disappointing. The Navi describes how they go from tent to tent, eating, hoarding gold, silver. Only after indulging themselves do they realize that they might get into trouble if they are discovered, and only then do they decide to tell the king. What a missed opportunity. Not only does Gehazi not pass the divine test, he does not even realize he's being tested at all. And that is the painful reality. Although Hashem Taylor makes our world, we can still be blind to his messages. We can miss his clear signs of Mida Keneged Mida, his call of I am here. Which brings us to Yehoram's reaction to the miracle. When the news finally reaches him that the enemy camp is full of food, exactly as Elisha had promised, how does he respond? Not with faith, not with gratitude. Instead, Yehoram insists it is a trap. The Aramis must be lying in wait, ready to ambush anyone who leaves Shomron. It is only through the persuasion of his servant that Yehoram agrees to send a few scouts. And what do they find? Exactly what Elisha had said. The enemy gone, the camp abandoned, and food everywhere. And when the people hear, they rush out, they stampede toward salvation. And true to Elisha's prophecy, the general who mocked Hashem sees it with his eyes, but tragically is trampled and dies in the gates of Shomron before he can eat. This haunting Haftorah leaves us with a powerful reminder. Hashem is constantly speaking to us, through our world, through our experiences, through the perfectly calibrated measure-for-measure moments that weave justice and kindness into our lives. It is up to us to open our eyes, to hear the message, to recognize Hashem's hand even when, especially when, it is hidden within the natural course of events. Mida Keneged Mida is not just a sign of divine justice. It is an invitation to deepen our emunah, to see more clearly, and to live with greater sensitivity, humility, and gratitude. Of course, the connection to our Parsha is so clearly evident, and not only because our Parsha focuses on Tzora'as and our protagonists are afflicted with it, there is something deeper. Tzora'as itself, leprosy, is not a natural disease. It is a miraculous, direct sign from Hashem, a physical manifestation of a spiritual flaw. It is Hashem's way of pulling back the curtain and revealing himself even within our personal struggles. It is not simply punishment. It is a form of divine communication, a therapeutic intervention. Hashem is saying something in your heart needs healing. Something in your relationships needs fixing. I am giving you a visible, undeniable sign so that you can confront it, correct it, and grow. Just like Mida Keneged Mida, Torah is Hashem calling out to us, inviting us to see him in our world, not only in miracles of salvation, but here as well. Both are ultimate gifts meant to draw us closer to him, to our truest selves, and to the life he dreams for us to live. May we be zocha to recognize Hashem's presence in our lives, to respond to his messages with open hearts, and to grow into the people he knows we can become. Thank you for learning together.